happens while you're on the show. But we live.
Yes.
We live, my good people. How's everybody doing? Welcome to another episode of Raw Material. EP trying to grab something to drink on the low. Like, don't nobody see that nigga. Everybody see that nigga. Everybody see that nigga, man. But how's everybody week? Anybody who tunes in every week, I appreciate y'all for real. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because a lot of people can't, you know, time permits a lot of stuff as far as like working, doing this, doing that, whatever. So some people just can't tune in like they want to. So if you tune in every week, or even if you catch it after the show, I appreciate you for real. I really, truly, genuinely mean that. All right, so, okay. All right, my good people. I'm waiting for my two other guests to get here. So for the time being, we're just going to have, you know, just regular good conversation.
How can we fulfill that dream when debt is many people's only option for degree? We need student loan forgiveness beyond the potential $10,000 you're mentioning.
Oh, okay. So my bad. Apologies for that. Welcome again. Welcome anybody who's tuning in first time. I love all the new people that comes on. Tell a friend to tell a friend. This is gonna be an every week thing. I don't care if I get zero views. I don't care if none of them might tune in. I will be global. Things will happen. Come on in. Now my guests, they show up on time. CP time.
Hey. First off, how are you?
What's happening? How y'all doing? I'm about to say we already on, so y'all go ahead.
Throw y'all headphones on, all that good stuff.
Say what now?
Don't start.
What?
It's something about this chair that make people loopsy, because apparently I was on the phone.
Oh, I'm like, what the hell going on? What is happening? Jeez. Well, welcome. My guests are, they are here, they arrived. About a minute late. Just fucking with y'all. But they're here.
So. To be black, that's a good time though.
Is it
3 minutes?
Is it?
Three minutes? We spent two of them going around in circles, but we ain't gonna talk
about it. I thought y'all figured it out for the first time.
What happened?
Apparently.
Who drove?
I drove.
But you've been here before.
But
did you drop last week too?
But I'm high. So with that being said, she's not. And the first thing she said is, bitch, I know where I'm going.
You said it?
Let's say think about snitches, right?
And then what you said after that?
They get stitches.
What you said after that?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I said I don't think it's right. That's okay. What you said.
Well, I'm glad y'all in a great
mood. Make
sure
I ain't got no boogers in there, because we're about to be on here. I'm about to see no foolishness, you know what I'm saying? Let's
see. Okay, so how your week been going so far?
Ooh, my week, this, I think like the retrograde is off. It's very, emotions are heightened. They high.
Why? Why is that?
Tension.
I can't wait till he gets to me to ask
my
this question.
Job.
If you don't mind me asking, where do you work? If you don't want to disclose, you can just say, nigga, you don't need to know.
I can tell you what I do.
Okay, what do you do?
So I'm a mortgage loan processing officer.
Okay.
An underwriter.
Okay.
So I process mortgages.
Okay, cool. We're going to leave it at that. I'm going to move on, because you act like you work for the Fed. So how your week been going so far?
My week has been great. My day, not so good.
What's been going on with your day? What's going on?
I almost caught a charge this morning.
You almost caught a charge?
Yeah, I did.
What you had going on?
While I was at work.
Do you mind disclosing where you work?
So on last week, we discussed me going through divorce. You remember?
Yes, yes.
And we also discussed he ain't no side nigga, because I'm single. So he just, you know, my boo thing, my boo bae or whatever.
Boo bae.
Yeah. So his girlfriend wakes up at 7:30 to drive an hour and a half to my job to
confront you.
No, she didn't confront shit. She was outside and she had someone else send a message saying that, yeah, bitch, you didn't come outside. We didn't bust a grape when she pulled up. And I'm like, bitch, she didn't summon me. How you come to somebody's job and not ask them to come outside? Like, bitch, how rude are you? I didn't know you were outside. You were at the wrong car because you said the car was back then and my shit went back then. It was pulled in. But if I were to come outside, I was going to come out blasting.
Right.
That 40 cal.
40 cal.
And it would have been justifiable because, bitch, you playing dangerous games.
I wasn't ready for the tea, but we gonna.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. Bitch, I gave a nigga back to you, and you still don't want to do what you're supposed to do with him.
Oh, you gave him back.
I did. Let him go on vacation with her and everything, and the bitch still can't even enjoy her vacation because she worrying about me.
Ooh. Well, was not ready for that. I mean, how's that for raw material? Okay.
I'm just saying.
Beautiful thing. Okay, so this is gonna be. Keep that energy you gave.
Period.
Pick yours just up a little bit. You high, but we cool. So let me. I'm about to play a clip for what the topic is going to be.
Okay.
And from what you were saying last week, I think you're gonna have a lot to say about this. I think I could be completely wrong.
Here we go.
Yeah. Let me go and play it real quick. We go and get up out of there.
See, when I'm high, I'm honest, and it just comes out. No sugar coat.
Okay.
Cause well. It's keep all that.
Well.
And I've been there through the struggle, and I personally feel that you have a legitimate reason to be broke, and I have a validation to believe that you will seek wealth again. Then I'll hold you down. If you're broke when I meet you, you don't stand a chance. Because
what's broke to you? What is defined broke?
You make. Less than double what I make.
Less than double.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not a shit ton.
Okay.
But you should be making double what I make. That being said, it's because I've held broke men down. I've been played by broke men.
Okay.
And personally, it doesn't pay off. So I won't do it again. And it is what it is. It's not hard to find someone who makes twice what I make. I personally attract people who make like a whole spectrum. That being said, if you are broke, and I choose to deal with you, I will belittle you. It is what it is. You have a lot of money, and I reserve the right to do that. And also, if you want to cheat at your own risk, I'm apt to ghost you. And it is what it is because men who make more money than me, they treat me with that same power dynamic, right? Like, I know that.
So that's fair? You think that that's okay?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But it's a way of life. And I reserve the.
Go ahead. If you're gonna jump into it, go and jump into it.
Okay, so let me just
go and jump into it.
Let me just say this. She does not speak for all women.
You know, the time forgets a lot of stuff.
Her saying that she doesn't want to date somebody who makes less than her. I get it. Once you've been through enough guys that don't make as much as you, don't work at all, it does make you come to a place where it's like, I can't fuck with you if you ain't making this amount. But you cannot expect a man. How I say this without making her look stupid, because she do look stupid as fuck. Sometimes there's a diamond in the rough. So you might meet a man and he's not where he wants to be at that moment.
That's okay.
But if you are the type of woman that I am, I'm going to hold you down until you get there, so that when you do get there, you'll respect me more because I held you down when you didn't have.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm with
you. So for her to be that fucking stupid, ignorant, to make a statement like that, to each his own. You know what I mean? But and then for her to say, I'm going to belittle you. What is the point of you even being with him if you're going to belittle him? You have to let a man be a man. You have to make him feel like a man for him to be at his highest point. Because if you belittle him, it's going to tear him down. And not only is it going to tear him down, now he's going to start looking for people who can give him validation. And now he's cheating all the time because you're not giving him what he need. You don't respect him anyway. So now he going to the next bitch that's giving him that respect. So she just fucked up all the way around the board. I don't even know why they put that out on the internet, Lord.
Yeah, and a crazy thing about it, when I seen it, it blew my mind. I'm just like, I have to talk about this on the podcast because she meant every word
was
that she said.
Was she dark or light skin? She was light skin.
She was light skin.
Light skin bitches be fucking it up for us, goddamn.
Yeah, she was light red as fuck, like high yellow.
I'm sorry to all the light skinned girls. I'm a little red myself. Y'all bitches gotta do better, man. Like, y'all give us a bad name, bro.
How do you feel about it?
So, last week we spoke about hindering men.
Okay.
So,
you want to hold that? Go ahead.
So, that can be one that she does. She's not willing to hinder a man. I mean,
proceed.
The reason why I say that is because remember last week we were talking about, okay, if you go ahead and you take on, you know, a man that's not doing blah, 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 whatever the case is, and you hold him down and this and that. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about.
No, we had two topics about that.
Yeah,
though.
But when it comes to hindering a man, if he's a sorry excuse and not a man but a boy, then that's different.
But this is what I was going to say. It comes into the eye of the beholder. The person that's behind saying what am or what will I allow as me saying I'm hindering him. So for her, is if you're not making double of what I make. So she already saying basically like, listen, if you ain't making double I make, I'm a kind of.
But nothing's wrong with her wanting that. You want to put in?
Yeah. Let me try to make it real. Okay. Just a second. Okay. So let's say this woman mm-hmm. that said that makes $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Low end job, whatever. And you telling me I have to make
$60,000,
maybe even $70,000, $75,000 to even have a conversation with you. But you make 30.
Okay, so
I'm just throwing out numbers.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is I'm not on her side with saying this. What I'm saying is it's in the eye of the person that's saying, listen, I'll take you if you make, I don't care what you make. Because most of the time it's like a, why do, like you said, money can break a relationship.
Of course, finances is the number one cause of divorce. But I honestly feel like she should have said, I want a man that can take care of me and not put a number on it.
And that's the whole thing, what I'm saying. So it's always about like...
Because
what,
like you said, you make like $25,000, so I got to make $50,000 to deal with you. Like, bitch, okay, so if you ain't in your duffel, why the fuck?
Why
expected me to be like that?
Right.
But that's what I'm saying, so... With her, she probably feel like, okay, if I lose my job or if I'm not doing what I need to do or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. shit, I need to make sure that you're going to take
right.
care of me.
You want the man to be able to take care of you.
And that's what I'm saying.
Cool.
So,
that's understandable. I get that.
Basically, what she's saying is I'm not taking care of a man if I walk away. Like, I'm not, if you cheating on me, I'm not going to help you build you. I'm not doing none of that. Like, you did.
Well, maybe I need to listen to it again because what I heard was.
I can play it again.
Yeah, because she fucked me up with that.
Okay,
and I'm going to stop you so I can get on that part when she said it. Because it was something she said that kind of hit me. And
okay.
I was just like, ugh.
Okay, I got you. Let me play it one more time. Ooh, no, that's why we're here.
And you go broke. And I've been there through the struggle. And I personally feel that you have a legitimate reason to be broke. And I have a validation to believe that you will seek wealth again. Then I'll hold you down. If you're broke when I meet you, you don't stand a chance.
Now stop.
Okay, stop. Okay, so now I'm listening to what she's saying. So she's saying is, you had it, but you lost it. And I know you're going to get it again, so I'm going to stick around.
Yes.
But if I meet you and you don't have a car, you don't have a job, you don't have a house, then I can't fuck with you. So on that part, I get it.
But I think we're fishing on what she... Like interpreting it and stuff. I think we need to take her words as face value.
I mean, okay.
Because she said what she said. And I'm pretty sure if anybody asked her about it, and no, I say what I said, I meant it.
Right.
And okay. I'm not changing what I'm saying at all. So you have, and my thing is how I took on it as a man, how I took on it. So you're telling me, for me, this is how I took it. I just got to pay for that pussy and we cool? Because I got to make two times, like, am I leasing an apartment? I got to make two times the rent to get that pussy?
Well, see, okay. Let me
say this. That's how I took it.
Some women, because I remember B. Simone, that's who it was?
Yes, she just
put
out
something. Statement yep. saying that she wouldn't date a guy who worked a 9-to-5.
Oh.
He had to be an entrepreneur mm-hmm. or have some type of business about himself. And a lot of people were mad at her for saying that, but I was confused because... What I heard when she said that was, I want a man that's a go-getter with stability that can match me.
Saying that, but I was
so to me, it's like a man saying, oh, I want a woman with a fat ass and a slim waist. Like, men have these things that they want out of a woman. So it's okay for us to have the things that we want out of a man. It's okay to say you want a man to be financially stable. There's nothing wrong with that. Some men aren't man enough to stand up and say, hey, I'll take lead and I'll take care of the house. A lot of these niggas want you to be independent and take care of yourself to a certain extent, because then when you start mouthing off to them, because you're independent, now you're doing too much. Like, you got to choose your battles. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I'm pretty sure you and your girlfriend, I want to call her your wife because I'm speaking into existence. But anyway.
I appreciate that.
Yes, and she's fine as hell too. But anyway, so, I'm sorry.
No, you could.
You know, it's just one of those things where you probably take care of the bills or whatever, and she puts in her work too. And what people need to understand is the man is supposed to be the head of the house. Mm-hmm. So if he does pay all the bills, that don't mean she not working and building on the side, because something can happen to you. So she need to be that one that's like, okay, well, he lost his job. I got 3 months rent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
got the bills while he get himself together.
Right.
So at first, that's what I thought she was saying. But now that I'm listening to it, it's like, again, she just fucking stupid.
So look, so I got something in the comments, right? So somebody commented, was like, she was like, depends on the vision. So I said, what you mean by the vision? She said, depend on age. I can get down with a vision as long as I'm seeing some action steps. For me, I'm personally at a point in my life where I'm building. So salary is not a large deal, but how to manage. I'm like, and it, she's like, how to manage it. Okay. And then she's like, I'm referring to making $70,000 to speak to a person who makes $30,000. So I think what she mean by, like, I guess it just depends on where you at in your life currently to if you want to deal with that or not,
right,
to make that choice to say, hey, if I'm making, for her example, if I'm making $70,000 a year and he's making $30,000, but if he has a plan to get to where I'm at,
right,
then I'll deal with that.
Yes, that makes sense.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah, that's what who was saying.
He's talking about the comments.
No, but if you read what she... I'm not read hers, but if you actually hear old girl, she was basically saying almost to say, if you have a vision, you going, like, if you're gonna do this and I know you're gonna take off, then yeah,
but she blew it with everything else she said after
that. But you gotta make a certain amount.
No, after that,
what she was like, what
she was like, if you don't make
two times
this time what I make, I'm not gonna take you serious. And if I do mess with you and you broke, I'm gonna belittle you. Like, everything made sense up until that point. Like, how can you say you're gonna mess with somebody and if they don't make what you make, you're gonna belittle them? Like, what's the point? Like, how does that make you so superior? Because, bitch, you might be here now, but you can be here tomorrow. Like, exactly. That's another thing people fail to realize. Just because you make a certain amount of money this month, next month, you can be that person and get your ass dropped down to $20,000 a year.
Exactly.
It's easy. It's especially with COVID. Like, some people were making all this money and they done had to close their businesses because of COVID. So you have to be mindful and build that nest that I was talking about.
Yeah.
So that if something like this does happen, you have something to fall back on.
That's and for the life of me, that's what I did not understand, because it was just mind blowing, because you can be here, like you said, you could be here today and going tomorrow.
Yeah.
As far as money wise, and you like, oh yeah, shit. I mean, shit, since you make that, oh, you got to support me too. Like, no, bitch, you said you're going to bring this to the motherfucking table, so you should still bring that to the goddamn table. And 9 times out of 10, with a woman like that, she relies on the company to pay her whatever the fuck she got going on.
Right.
You ain't got no other outside, like, ventures and shit. You ain't working on no kind of business.
You don't have different streams of income.
No, hell no. If you rely on one source of income, I think you're losing in life. That's just my personal thing.
That's true.
If you rely on one source of income, you're losing.
That's true.
You're
not gonna ever get ahead with one source of income.
That's true.
So then, and the nigga was just like, so what's the, and then what was the tip of the iceberg for me when I was watching the video? She said the whole belittle thing. First of all,
that's what it be, the belittling. Like.
First of all, a woman is gonna, I don't like saying know her place, and a man's gonna know her place. A woman's gonna do what she need to do as far as, like, in a relationship. A man's gonna know what the fuck he need to do as far as relationship. The upbringing, as far as, like, your household, if you come from a two-parent household, one-parent household, that's a whole different subject. But I come from a two-parent household, and what I've seen from my parents, that's what I want to mimic. My parents been together.
But you said it right, though. You didn't have to correct it. You don't have to be politically correct for these motherfuckers. Listen, a woman should know her place, and a man should know his place. People take the Bible out of marriages and they take God out of, I don't know who's spiritual. I ain't trying to judge nobody part. But when you take the prayer and the Bible and the God out of the marriage, that's when you begin to fall. That's when stuff, women don't know their place and men don't know their place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you don't have your mental right, now everything just crumbling and you're trying to figure out, well, why this and why that and why this? Because you're trying to be the man of the house and you the woman. And the man trying to be the woman of the house and you the man. It don't work like that. Y'all can't switch positions. You got to play your part and let him play his part.
But you don't think in society right now that you don't think a lot of women are trying to like flip the roles because they have this whole gender thing.
Yes.
Like, gender roles. And
That's why there aren't that many married women. There's a lot of baby mamas and baby daddies and broken homes because nobody knows their fucking place. Mm.
So do you feel like they don't know their place or they just tired of taking everybody else's shit?
Mm. Who?
What do you mean?
As far as women. Because when you made a statement and you said, well, they don't know their place when it comes to how they act or how they handle situations. Mm-hmm. And you said also because they starting to get and coming into these different kind of roles that mm-hmm. usually men hold.
Okay.
Do you think it's because, shit, I'm tired of being treated this way and I'm still
human? That's different. So
but hold on. How do you feel that that's going to be different when it comes to a place of when you get tired of getting shitted on for so long, right? And you say, listen, nobody else is going to shit on me or shit. Nobody going to bully me no more. I'm going to go ahead and stand up and just do what I need to do. So I don't feel that way anymore.
That's different. You standing up as a person because you've been treated bad by ain't shit ass nigga is different from you don't know your place. You know your place. You've been playing your role, but this nigga acting like a bitch. So now you got to be the man and the woman. That's different. What I'm saying is sometimes we get in relationships where we try to coddle these niggas and we try to nurture these niggas. And that's something they mama and daddy should have taught them. So in my mind, that's why I'm getting a divorce because, and this is no disrespect to my ex-husband, like he might be a good man. He just not a good man for me. Mm. It's certain shit that's that real. He can't give me that I need. Mm-hmm. I'm elevating. He de-escalating my shit. You know what I'm saying? So for me, if I know I can't move and be happy in this relationship, time is money. I'm not going to keep staying with a nigga and be unhappy and get treated bad. You wasting years and years when you can be by your motherfucking self or you can be with somebody else that's going to respect, love, and uplift you. And that's just on period.
That's real. It's real.
So was he not being the man in the household? He was being the female?
Yes, he was wearing the dresses.
What was he doing?
I mean, not literally.
But what was he doing?
He made me feel like I was a roommate. You know, if I asked him for money, he would give it to me and then be like, oh, can you gonna pay me that back? Like, I'm your wife. Oh. I shouldn't have to fucking pay you back.
Wasn't a provider?
To a certain extent. He wasn't a provider. I couldn't talk to him. I think I may be... How do I say this? Okay, I got an example. He said I started acting like a nigga when it came to like my emotions. So when we first started, I would cry and fuss and get on his ass about not coming home. So eventually I built up this wall. So now I don't cry. So now he's like, oh, you don't have no emotions, so you don't give a fuck. Oh, da 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 da. And then the one time I cried, he called me a crybaby. So I never cried again. 3 years, no tears. I never let him see me cry again. So now he feel like...
Because he called you a crybaby?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you got to understand, I don't hold what happened in my past against him because he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if I'm used to men walking out my life, meaning not just men I'm in a relationship with, but like my father, my granddad, or whoever, any type of male figure in my life, if they walked away from me and that gave me trauma, if you do it, remember those triggers we were talking about?
Yes.
So if you do that to me, now that's a trigger. And if I met you and I told you the triggers that I had and the things that I experienced, and you did that shit to me again and it came full force, now I'm looking at you crazy because I'm like, I told you what hurt me.
Let me ask you this. When did you tell them your triggers?
When we first got together and decided to get married, I expressed it. When I started seeing him doing certain things 2 years down the line, I expressed it again. We went to counseling and I really expressed it and he continued to do the same thing.
Mm, okay.
All so right. if I have to keep telling you, if you hurt me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, you hurt me. And instead of you addressing how you hurt me, you try to flip that shit around and make it seem like I'm the problem. Mm-hmm. I can't fuck with you. I can't talk to you. Like that shit is toxic.
Yeah.
And that's what he would do. I'm telling him like, look, this bothered me. Well, you shouldn't have.
So hold on. So I'm gonna ask you this. So do you feel like he's not the man for you? Like you said, he's not the kind of man for you because how he was raised.
The crazy thing is, he was raised in a two-parent household, so it's kind of crazy for me to say how he was raised.
Yeah, you said that last week too. That kind of fucked me up. I was like,
yeah, he was, but his mom and dad ended up getting divorced as he got older.
Older, as in what though?
I don't know the age.
Okay.
I don't remember, but they were both very strong in his life.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. His dad was a firefighter, the chief or whatever firefighters, and his mom was in the church and she did her thing, and she, you know what I'm saying, she raised them well, from my understanding, from what I was told.
Right.
But he was raised around a bunch of women as well, so it was like, you should have some understanding to how a woman feels because you were raised around women and you've seen abuse and you've seen love and you experienced all this stuff, and yet you still couldn't keep your wife.
But you know what? Don't want to protect anybody. But, you know, sometimes a lot of people, as men, I'm going to speak for men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking for all men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking for all men. We don't know how to show emotions and feelings because we think it's a soft side and we shouldn't do that.
See, that's not his issue. He was emotional.
So that's
what fucks me up because, I feel like I married my seasonal person, and I'm going to explain to you what I mean when I say that.
Speak on it.
So I married him.
I know about
I told him that I wanted to be married, right? So with me telling him that, he knew I wasn't going to have sex with him because I tried to do it right, because before him I was dating girls, and I said, you know what? I went to church. I got baptized. I changed my life. And I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this right this time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so, okay. I told him what I wanted, and I don't want to play wife. I want to be one.
Mm-hmm.
2 months later, he proposed. We got married. So I feel like
two
I should.
2 months later.
Yeah. And we've been together 6 years, married 6 years.
Before then. How long was y'all together before
you? We was only together 2 months when we got married. But that don't matter. I'm going to get to that subject next, because people can be together for 2 years and get married and don't last. Let me finish this thought.
Okay.
My seasonal person.
Go ahead.
So a seasonal person is somebody that you chose, but God didn't choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of me allowing him to learn me and learn how to love me, learn my love language, I told him what I wanted, and he did it because he knew that's what I wanted.
Right.
So it ain't like he was like, oh, I'm going to make her my wife. I want the type of nigga that's going to get on his knee without me saying nothing. I shouldn't have to tell you I want that. It should just be like, you know what? I'm going to propose to her because I see her being my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I fucked up, and that's why I feel like he was my seasonal person. I didn't do it the right way, and now I'm paying the consequences. And whatever those consequences are, I'm willing to deal with them.
Now, see, let me tell you something about that. Good or bad, everything happened for a reason.
Correct.
Everything definitely happened for a reason. So you definitely learned from that situation.
I did.
Good or bad,
now I don't want to be married no more. But yes, I learned.
You speaking from a different place. You'll get back to it.
I'm speaking of... From the conversation you had with me, you should know that my mental is good. Like, you should know that I'm for sure. I don't mind being in a relationship eventually, because I'm not ready for that right now either.
Cool.
But marriage is not something that I want to lock myself into.
Not right now. Yeah, exactly. Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now. You ready to get married?
I'm going to marry her.
You ready to get married?
This thing, like, we're going to get married to each other.
You ready to get married?
Meh.
If it happens.
If it happens.
Yeah.
See, that's that society thing of goddamn this whole flipping roles type shit. You sound like a nigga.
Yeah. But that comes from a place of her
dealing with
bullshit.
Right. But, you know what? Let me piggyback on something that you said that I wanted to ask you earlier, and it just clicked into my head. So, I think you was asking her, or you were saying a statement of, like, how much do you allow?
Mm-hmm.
So with any situation that you've been in, whether it's guy or girl, if you did that, I'm not sure, but whatever. Any situation that you've dealt with, what is the extent of what you allow? Because a lot of people, I'm not going to say gender, a lot of people, they show their true colors for the most part in the beginning. But we ignore the signs because of the lust.
Yep.
That's true.
Damn, this motherfucker is this.
The parents.
The the look, the confidence, it's just beautiful. Everything is clicking at the time. But then you like, oh, wait a minute. You start seeing little shit as time goes on. You're like, wait a fuck, what? I didn't see this before. But then you're too deep because it's lust. You allow it, but you don't say anything. You poke at it. Like, you know, when you said that shit the other day, I didn't necessarily like it. But you don't put your foot down. It's kind of just like, oh, I'm just jabbing at it. Like a boxing match. Jab. You heard what I said. And I meant what I said. But I ain't going to really say too much about it. I'm going to see how you're going to react to it. No. Don't see how I react. Man and woman. Because a nigga like me, I ain't playing that shit. I said what the fuck I said. I did not like it. Oh. And I'm going to look you dead in your fucking eyes and say, no. That's not what we doing. I'm speaking French. That's not what we doing. That's me. Nice. But women have this, I don't know, y'all got like a different bone or skin or hair or lash that deal with a lot of shit. Why?
You know what? I can't even say why, to be honest with you.
I know.
Because that's why they say a woman will know when she's fed up completely.
Yeah, that's so true. I can't even say why.
I don't know if it's because how much we deal with already, like raising kids, bearing kids, you know, going through the whole process, dealing with labor pains till you, like a baby, like when you in labor, you're going to have to get the motherfucker out at a certain point and the pain going to be over. Right. So it's almost like a relationship. Like I'm dealing with this until I can't take no more pain. I'm done.
But the thing is, how long do you do that though?
And that's the thing. You can't really measure it. It's going to be like a trigger that just be like, you know what? I got to go. Like, so that goes back to
women don't believe in a philosophy of what you won't do somebody else with.
Some women do.
Some women do. Men like do.
Men do. That's why we do it.
Yeah, so women do too. Yeah, I'm not doing the tick.
But
I'm not going to build my body count just because you want to be an asshole.
Yeah, I'm not going to use my pussy to cheat.
I'm not saying cheat. See, women, we mentally leave before we physically leave. So this is what fuck y'all up, because niggas just stupid. I'm going to give y'all the game for free real quick.
No.
I don't need no game. Okay, I know it, but go ahead.
Do it.
No. I know. 9 times out of 10, I probably already know the game. Go give it to me. Shit.
Okay, I'm going to just say this part. I ain't going to give you the game, but I'm going to say this part. Men cheat for
sport,
right? Women cheat for emotion.
Yeah,
right?
It's way deeper.
Exactly. So that's why y'all be so fucking hurt when y'all find out we cheating, because y'all know we done mentally fucked this nigga before.
Piggyback. Dumb niggas don't know. Dumb niggas like, oh yeah, she cheats, she gonna come back. Most 7 times out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Dumb niggas. I promise you, if.
I want to give him the game so bad, I can't.
No, I know the game. Let me tell you something. Okay.
You don't know the game, bro.
No.
You a man.
Let me tell you something.
Are we switching roles? You think you know us?
Ooh. Just that quick.
To a certain extent, yes.
Yeah. So, listen. There are things that you might know, but there are some things that you'll never know or understand because you have a penis and not a vagina.
And that's the same thing vice versa.
Correct. That's why I can't say how a man feel, because I don't have balls.
Man, look, let me tell you something.
I'm
not a fool. I wasn't born yesterday.
Correct. And I was born in the night, but not last night. I get it.
Okay,
so
cool.
I just got a lot of intuition shit going on, huh?
No, I'm just saying. Cause
so y'all going to be in your household like 2 + 2 = 4.
Period.
Cool. So y'all just going to go back and forth because.
I'm just saying, man.
One can't be right and the other one can't be wrong.
I'm not making it seem like I'm a saint. I've been around the block. You know what I'm saying? I've been, you know.
But don't say block and do something to me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I've been around the block. So I'm not saying I got it all figured out. And I know all the game. But you're not about to play me. That's one thing that's not going to happen.
Women can say the same thing. Like, that's what we call sus. This nigga think he's stupid and slick as fuck. Like,
slicker than slick.
And I guess it's mostly because it's a pattern. Because either we done seen it before. And that's where it starts at. So you hold the next person accountable for what you already seen.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Because if you said that, you said it.
I did say it.
You said
it. And I meant it.
Okay. So, but what if it's not that? So you holding this person because you like, shit, oh, I seen this before. Yeah.
Oh, but you know, the crazy thing about it, I used to do that, and I had to learn to say, hey, no, this is a different situation. But don't be oblivious to it, too.
Okay.
While I sip my tea.
With no sugar.
Right.
Okay.
I know what the fuck going on. You think you slick. I seen you. I peed. I heard you.
But see, a woman can cheat for years. And
yeah, because they got everybody on the payroll.
Right. And a man will never know. A man cheat.
Everybody on the payroll.
He
they called. Got mama on the payroll.
He called.
Sister on the payroll.
Oh, don't even. Oh, let's talk about it. Let's get into these fake ass mamas. Let's get into it. Let's get
what
into it.
What you mean, fake ass? What
so
you mean?
Listen. I've seen this shit with my own eyes. So I used to hang with some niggas back in Miami. Shout out to the hometown. So
you from Miami?
Yes. Yeah. These niggas taught me the game. They taught me the game, and I'm glad they did. So I know that street life. I'm book smart and I'm street smart. These mamas and sisters and homeboys and all these motherfucking people are not your fucking. I know people say they're not your friend. No, bitch, they are not your friend. They don't owe you shit.
Oh, yeah.
I done seen a mama. You got a whole wife. This nigga done brought his side bitch to the cookout while she at work. And everybody like, hey, girl, what's up? The sister like dapping up. Bitch, what's up, girl? I ain't seen you in a minute. The girl called everybody like, shh, shh, shh. What the fuck?
At the barbecue?
At the barbecue, nigga. At the barbecue, like, at what point do you hold your son accountable for his bullshit?
Is that some Miami shit? Or is that
nah, nigga, in Atlanta too.
Yeah.
I done seen that shit in Atlanta too. Don't even just I don't know. Now, keep in mind, Miami be having the fuck shit, but I've been seeing some real fuck nigga shit here too. Completely.
Well, I mean, in my defense, a lot of the motherfuckers that's here now, they not from Atlanta. So, nigga like me is red.
Let me ask you this. What traits should a man have?
For what?
To be considered a man.
Whoa, I can't.
The reason why I say that is because you said something.
Like, what? Like, whoa, where are you going with this?
Validation.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, what traits do a man needs to have to be considered a man?
Hold on.
In your eyes.
Wait a minute.
That depends on a man.
Are you telling me?
For you.
What are my traits for a man?
Yeah, like, what? Because, listen, because when you said, when do you hold him? When you hold, like, validation, like, somebody has to
hold him accountable. Okay.
Right? Because these niggas look for validation. So, accountable, to me, is a man. Like, if you can hold yourself accountable for your actions, right?
That's a man.
That's a man. Validation holds them accountable for their actions as a man. What traits should a man have?
Who is validating a man? A woman is validating a man?
You got some of these, not women, you got some of these girls that do. So what I'm saying is, what validates a man, though? What traits do a woman look for say, oh, you know
what?
Are
you saying that a woman can't validate a man?
How are you going to validate a man?
So who validates a man then?
Another man.
How?
So how? Does he hold him accountable? Like,
yeah, as a man, certain shit that looks fucked up, stupid, or some shit like you should be like, no, nigga.
So what traits should a man have?
Hold on, wait, back
to
up.
Say he's a man. So we know accountable, right?
He fucked me up with this because this ain't making no sense. So
how does it not make no sense?
I'm gonna tell you. So you're saying that a woman can't validate a man, which is equivalent to a woman can't raise a man. So the issue that I have with this statement is, hold on. It's the truth, because you said we can't validate a man, so that means we can't raise one. So this is my thing. So if I'm a single mother and I have three sons, my son is not going to grow up and be a man because I can't validate a man. That's pretty much what you just said.
No. You put words
in my mouth. Make sense.
You put words in my mouth.
Okay, let me slide up some.
Validation and raising a man is two totally different things. You just, the example that you gave, you said, as a single woman raising three young men or three young boys, whatever.
Okay.
I never said that she cannot raise them to be a man.
Okay.
But you can't validate them as being a man.
So what traits does she need to install in them to make sure that they're a man?
I'm going to give it to you. As soon as my sister done, I'm going to give it to you. You know, I like to give it to you blood raw. Like, I like to give you that shit all on the table. So I strongly feel like a man can validate a woman, and I'm going to tell you why I feel that way.
You said a man can validate a woman.
He can.
Okay, go ahead.
He can, because he knows what type of woman he wants. That's why when these young girls get these older men.
That doesn't mean validation.
Hold on. Whoa. That's why these younger women get these older men, and they're able to be molded into the type of woman they want, which gives them validation, because once you give them that validation and they feel like a woman, because this nigga just told them they was a woman and he's giving them all the tools, she's like, hell yeah, he validated me, nigga, I'm a woman. It's the same way with a man. Why can't I say, shit, he handling his business, you know what I'm saying? He's holding himself accountable. He doing what he's supposed to do. He coming home at night. He ain't got no lock on his phone. His shit ain't upside down. You know what I'm saying? He doing what he's supposed to do as a man. Why I can't validate that shit? I don't get it. Let's look up the word validation, shall we?
I don't know. The example that you gave, I don't have anything to respond to that.
I honestly bet you don't.
I have to be a man. And say, hey, you are right.
Okay. Now, because I know this, you're right. So my right is my right, not your right. Hold on, let me roll up my sleeves.
Oh, my God. Babda, you thinking too deep into it. You coming from a different place.
Baby, I'm deep.
You coming from a different place. I'm saying what you said, I agree with. 100%.
You weren't being funny. You were saying.
No, I was being dead serious. Okay. Like, from the example that you gave, because you had to break it. If it's a thing, you had to break it down to where I understand.
Okay.
So if it was a situation,
so I'm gonna put my pit bull back in. I got you. Thank you.
If it's a situation to where somebody does not understand something, you have to say it in a different way so they understand. So you broke it down to me in a different way, and I understood it. So it's like, cool. I understand where you're coming from.
Good. See, that's healthy. Healthy debates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, because before, if y'all would have saw my podcast, I used to like shut the podcast down. It's like, if I agree with somebody's shit, fuck it, I'm off. Shut it down. We'll catch y'all next week.
I'm glad you brought this up. So, growth.
Oh, yeah.
Growth.
And you know, let me, I don't mean to cut you off. My apologies. My growth it comes from my girlfriend.
Glad you said that too.
100%.
So, remember we were talking about those triggers?
Yes.
All right. And we were also talking about a man being a man.
Yes.
So a man should also be able to take constructive criticism.
Yes.
He should also be open-minded to somebody else's opinion.
Yes.
Because everyone has an opinion.
Yeah, yes. And so, I was real shallow. I'm glad
you had some growth.
Yeah, I was in a box, and it didn't work out well. That's why I lost my last co-host and stuff like that. So she had to goddamn like, hey, look, nigga, if you want to run a podcast, nigga, you got to be open to this, that, and the third. People going to say a lot of shit you may not like, so you got to do this shit. If you want to do this shit, she like, I really believe in your vision. I think you're really good at what you do, but you have to be open. If you're not open, you need to stop your podcast. Straight up. She told me straight up like that.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something.
Anybody
you would have got in here to do a podcast with you would have been like, you would have been like, shut this shit down. I'd have been like, man, fuck, flip the table over. You and my motherfucking opinion. So what the fuck am I here for?
That's real.
That's just like when you choose friends. You don't want the friends that are going to tell you what you want to hear all the time. How the fuck are you going to elevate if the person tells you, girl, you know you right, girl. I hate them type of fucking friends. That's why I love her so much. When she wrong, I tell her she wrong. When I'm wrong, she tell me she wrong. Even if that shit hurt my feelings, I'm like, bitch, fuck you, hoe. But you was right.
I mean, it is what it is. It's real talk.
You gotta have that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See? That's why I said a woman can't validate a man, because you just said your girl helped you grow.
Oh, yeah. She definitely had to put me in my place.
She molded
for sure.
That ass.
Oh, for sure. I'm not taking that away from her. Yeah, no.
She got that wah. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's what it was. Ain't no way around that shit. Shit, that's
hey,
what
friend,
it is.
You know I love you, girl.
That's what it is. It is what it is.
It's crazy, because I came here with a topic of my own that I wanted to ask you. You know, I was going to get validation from you first.
Yeah, go ahead. We talk about it? Should we all? It's a good part.
This is a question that I want to know.
Okay.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when a man is in love with you?
Ooh.
Oh, shit. To get these headphones.
No. So... how do you know when a man is in love?
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for every man when it comes to this. Okay. So I'm only going to speak for.
I thought you situation. Had some nuggets to give me, so give them to me. You speak for some men. Come on.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure some men have done this too. So, the way men move, that's the biggest thing. So if it's a thing to where like I'm doing random shit all the time. Like, I'm pulling up on you for, like, lunch shit or dinner shit. I'm cooking you shit or I'm buying you this, that, and the third. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to certain small shit. Like, if you say randomly on a conversation, like, hey, yeah, you know, I've been looking at this tree that I've been wanting.
Mm-hmm.
You show up with that tree 2 days later. Like, yeah, bye, I got you this little tree. You know, you said you wanted it, so bye, I got it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's a thing, too, where listening. Listening is the biggest thing of a telltale sign of, hey, I'm feeling you deep in it, what the fuck you know, than what you think. Because I can be on the phone with anybody all day up under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm listening to you a little bit different than what it is. If I know your favorite color is green, and I see a green-ass dress that might be bomb, or, hey, baby, you know, I picked up this little green dress. I was thinking about you. I ain't know if you wanted it or not, but I picked it up.
So
I don't necessarily like it. Oh, that's cool. I can take it back. I'll get you another one.
So it's just a thought. That you always on my mind.
Always. For anything.
Not an option.
Now, yep. I want you to be honest, and I don't mind this.
Hard.
I don't mind you being real me. It might hurt my feelings when you say it, but I don't care. I just got to know. So.
Sneak for the crack.
I am.
Right.
I just got to know.
So, the nigga I'm fucking with, right? Mm-hmm. He got a girl.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
And he has cheated on her before, right? But
I got juice downstairs.
He cheated on her, I think maybe twice before, and it was easy for him to just stop talking to these girls. Like, boom, fuck it, I'm done. But when it comes to me, she feel like I'm a threat. That's why this bitch drove all the way an hour and a half away to my job for whatever reason and not even invite herself in. But anyway, she feel like he can't leave me alone and he won't leave me alone. And for me, I'm playing a role for him by not hurting her feelings by telling her everything that go on. Like, this bitch got people texting my phone like, oh, we gave you the nigga on the silver platter and he still ain't come back. And little do they know, I was just fucking him yesterday. So, I mean, y'all keep saying all this stuff, but I'm still fucking him. Now, my feelings for him, I can't lie, I'm feeling him a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm not ready for a relationship. He knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Before he does have some personal reasons why he has to be in her home.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, because he said, these were his words. And this is why I asked you about being in love. How do you know if it's real love or not?
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, how do I choose between my situation where I'm at and also my son or following my heart and being happy? So when he said that, he said it so many times, I stopped him. I'm like, wait, follow your. So am I your heart?
Right.
And what he stopped. And he was like, oh, here you go. You know, got all cute and shit.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So he got all cute and shit.
Yeah.
So then he like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never been in love before, so I don't know.
He said, say what? Say one more time.
He's never been in love before.
Oh. He said that to you in your face.
He did.
Out of eye.
He did.
He's in love. Now. Right now. You don't say no random shit like that. I've never been in love before and I don't know how to act. And
but if you knew him, he's a real street nigga. When I say street nigga.
Man, I don't care about
it. No. I'm saying for him to be. No. Listen, this is what I'm saying. So she made the comment that he's not affectionate with her. He don't kiss her. He don't touch on her like that. And this has been since he's been with her. You know what I'm saying? For 2 years or however many years they've been together. When he's with me, he can't keep his hands off me. He's very thoughtful. He's always doing shit. And he finna go on a trip with this bitch. And he done brought me Chanel and fucking Versace for Valentine's Day. And I wasn't expecting shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because of the dynamic.
The fact that he took the time to do that. And some people are like, oh, you got another bitch, man. How you feel good about that? Bitch, first of all, check your drawers before you check me.
Check your drawers.
That's number one. Number two, sometimes you can't help who you fall for. And I feel like... He didn't tell me about her at first, which my sister knows about that. He didn't tell me about her at first, but when he told me, I was already like, I don't give a fuck. I was already in a place, a vulnerable place.
Mm.
So I just wanted to know if it was.
Oh yeah, I mean, for him saying shit like that, yeah, he's already a little too deep.
Baby, not, you look, ever see look. This? I love you too. I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
Yeah. He's definitely deep into it, but it's a thing to where he's confused mm-hmm. because of his current situation.
Mm-hmm. Which I never asked him to leave. I never asked him to choose me.
That's a beautiful thing. That's probably the kudos to where it's just like, huh.
And I don't argue with her. She send me text messages, I don't respond. Her friends send me messages, I don't respond. So he say I'm a non-confrontational bitch. I move different. I'm a savage. Classic, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know the dance.
But yeah, he's definitely into you pretty deep. But let me ask you this,
I need to suck a dick in his balls for a bit.
Okay. Let me ask you this though. Mm-hmm. So is the relationship sexual? Is it more sexual as far as like, you know,
y'all? Him and I?
Yes.
If it is, it's on my part because I'm always trying to jump his bones.
Oh, really?
No, dead ass. I'm always trying to suck that nigga dick. I'm always trying to fuck him. Any chance I get, I'm humping him like a dog. The sex is amazing. But no. He'll call me like, baby, come meet me and give me a hug and a kiss, you know?
That's really?
Yes. Thug ass nigga did time. I'm talking about real time, not no 6 months. I'm talking about like years. Baby, what you eat for lunch? I sent you a cash app. Go get you something to eat. Go get your nails and toes done. And I love it because I don't have to ask him. And like I told him, I said, it's always like this in the beginning. So I want this to, if we decide to move forward, I want it to continue. Don't just be this way, cupcake stage. Right. I want this forever. Right. Like this is the move. And I think the good thing about me and him is, we started out as friends, which we're still friends. We tell each other everything, even if it hurts. Like, he'll tell me, babe, you know, I got to go home. You know, I got to go be with her. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit, but it is. And I'm like, I don't ask him, but if I ask him, like, you fucked her? He'll tell me the truth, like, yeah, I fucked her or whatever. Yeah, I didn't want to, but I mean, I fucked her. And it was good to you, but it is what it is. And he's like, that's just how we are. Like, we talk about everything. We're open. And I feel like that's another thing. When you're in a relationship, you got to be real. Like I said last week, I told my husband that I was fucking this nigga, and I told him I wasn't going to stop fucking him.
Like, yeah, you said that.
I did.
Yeah,
and I did that. And I meant it. Okay? So you have to be transparent with people and give them the opportunity to make a decision if they want to fuck with you still or not.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Why was you looking for validation though? Yeah, I think you already do it. You just need a validation from somebody
else. I want to hear from a man because like people like, oh, he got a girl, he can't love you. And it's like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Number one. Stop being a fucking hater. Number two. And I hate those kind of women that's always trying to like tell people what they should and shouldn't do and be the biggest hoes behind closed door.
Oh.
Like you fucking out of three pants legs and you only got two. I'm fucking one nigga. Let me live. Can I live? Can I suck my dick in peace? I'm just saying.
No, that's I respect it.
Yeah. I'm just, you know.
That's interesting. But yeah, no, I don't think you need a validation. I don't think you knew that.
No, I just gotta know.
I think you're just scared.
Yeah. Fearful. I don't want nothing serious right now.
Yeah. You got 2D. 2D. Come on.
I did.
Yeah, come on, back it up. What's my girl who made the song? Refill? You trying to get a refill?
Can I get a refill?
Yeah. No, just leave it halfway. You don't need no refill.
Okay.
Just relax. Just chill. Do whatever the dynamic is right now.
Keep it
just
that
ride
way.
That wave.
Right. That's what I'm doing.
Just ride that wave, guy. You too deep now though.
You sound like her. You're too deep, man.
Because you asked me how you know if a man look. Yeah, you on the verge.
Well, I've told her twice that I was gonna stop fucking him, and
yeah, after that it was
two or three times.
Actually, I got a log of it.
I don't care.
Okay.
Nobody see the log. The fuck are we doing invoices?
I do.
Oh, log.
I keep track of it. So yeah.
Why do you keep track of it? That's weird.
Why is that weird? I want to know how many times I fucked him.
Why?
Let's just say I get pregnant. I can go back to my phone and be like, oh, see, I know when it happened. Let me show you when it happened, motherfucker. Oh. Boom. See that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got dates and everything.
Yep. Only thing missing is the time. That's really, you know, I just think that women should take care of their vaginas. That's all. I mean, but go to the doctor, people... get checkups, know when you fucking somebody, you know. Yeah, know how many times you fuck them. Don't put them. Huh? I don't know. I just had a thought when he was like, yeah, who keeps logs of it?
You know, I mean, now knowing, that's actually pretty smart.
Like, I will hope you still getting tested throughout the whole process of fucking somebody or being intimate, just even if you're not fucking.
Some women don't. You know, the craziest thing? I know a girl who sleeps with men and she don't like condoms, which I understand, but she just keeps sleeping with different men. And this was like, bro, you ain't scared? Not only if it's COVID out here, but baby, it's stuff you might not be able to get rid
raw
of.
Raw all the time?
All the time.
She on demon time.
She definitely on demon time. That pussy burning.
She on demon time.
Is
yeah.
it burning? Or she possibly. Got a bigger thing? Like, you know.
What do you mean a bigger thing?
What that like
mean?
Herpes, HIV, some shit like
I
that.
I mean, I ain't her gynecologist, so I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, like, that's a strong possibility.
Shit, I ain't fucking.
Especially in Atlanta.
So since we're on that subject, do you feel like when you, well, you in a relationship, but if you weren't, would you tell a person that you're trying to date to get tested before you guys were sexual?
So, you know, I was not that guy, but I did use protection.
Okay.
But something happened to where I felt like it was close to what the fuck was going on. So after that, I was just like, anybody after that, I didn't have anything, you know.
No, listen, but everybody that had that scare, you had sex, you was like, fuck.
Yeah, it was very close. Should've did that. So after that, I was just like, yeah, nah, I'm not touching shit till you get tested.
Right.
Or we get tested. Same day, results came back the same day. All right, now we can fuck. But before that, I was playing Russian roulette with my dick. Come on, baby.
Sorry,
come on,
friend.
Come on. I need.
He didn't mean it. He was just saying.
No,
that's that when a nigga get caught in the moment, be all caught up in the heat. Ooh, I was just. It just happened. I don't know. I regret it.
It shouldn't just happen.
I mean, it's life, man. You know.
Like, how often do you see a movie and before they finna fuck and all just caught up in a moment?
They put on a condom.
They put on a condom. Like,
I've never seen. You know, that's interesting. Right. I've never seen that.
Respect, even on movies. So y'all fucking raw every time?
Every time in the movie. Oh my God.
In every the bathroom. Time? Oh no, you should be in here.
Slide a little thing out. She on the counter.
But you'll put your mask on though. You know what?
Right.
Let me tell you the funniest shit. I went to IHOP. Okay. Anybody who knows me knows that IHOP and Olive Garden and Donatello's are my favorite places, right?
And Dunkin' Donuts.
And you used to work at Waffle House?
Yes. So,
you probably because you work there so much, you don't fuck Waffle House.
I worked at IHOP too, but listen, that's besides the point. So, I'm at IHOP, right? The lady comes in and she just, you know, one of them prissy bitches. And she, like, can I get some hot water?
For the silverware.
Right. Peeping eyes. So, she, like, I need hot water. And she just complained about everything. So, my homegirl that I went was like, bitch, I know her. I was like, how you know her? She was like, oh, we from Macon. I was like, oh, okay. Or Athens. That's what it was, not Macon, Athens. She was like, she from Athens. She was like, bitch, this hoe be fucking, I'm talking about ridiculous. She showed me a little video of her. I was like, oh.
Whoa.
But bitch, you asking for hot water for your foot?
Right.
You worried about this, but you ain't worried about the other thing? You worried about them lips, but not the other lips. You know what? That shit be funny. I can't. You put on your mask, but you don't want to put on no condom. You want hot water for your silverware, but you out here.
You know, that's
I can't make this shit up. You
it's a double standard. It's a double standard.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. So this conversation is going on super long. It's been great, but we're gonna wrap it up. Okay. Tune in next week. I don't know if they're gonna be back. If they want to be back, that's cool too.
We're gonna be back.
Pussy popping on a handstand.
Okay. All right. Pussy popping on a handstand. She's gonna be back. my good pookie. All right. I'm